Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, August 6th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Apple sets a date to announce the next iPhone, Groupon reports a wider loss, Russian hackers collect a massive pile of online credentials, and GM tests Google Glass. But first, Sprint announced Tuesday that it was abandoning its pursuit of T-Mobile. The same day T-Mobile said it was rejecting Iliad's bid for the company. The Sprint board decided it would face stiff competition from regulators. Sprint also said it would replace CEO Dan Hesse with Marcelo Clure, a billionaire entrepreneur who is untested as a wireless operator. Shares of both T-Mobile and Sprint were down in after-hours trading on the news. Apple is expected to hold an event to introduce its new iPhones on September 9th. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. The timing of Apple's announcement would fall in line with its recent track record of announcing the new phones in early to mid-September and then starting sales a few weeks later. Meanwhile, Apple shares of profit from the sales of mobile devices is continuing to grow. Canaccord Genuity says Apple accounted for 68% of mobile device manufacturer profit in the second quarter, up from the first quarter. Samsung was its closest competitor. And speaking of Apple and Samsung, the two companies agreed to dismiss all patent disputes between them in courts outside of the U.S. The agreement affects disputes in 8 countries. However, they would still push ahead with their most high-profile cases taking place here in the U.S. Groupon reported a wider loss in the second quarter as the company's 24% increase in revenue was offset by a jump in spending aimed at making the Daily Deal site more of an e-commerce player. Activision Blizzard says second quarter profit dropped 37%. Other indicators were positive for the video game maker. Meanwhile, Take-Two Interactive Software posted a narrow loss in its first quarter, but said it would delay the introduction of the Evolve video game for the latest consoles. As we continue, what can you do about Facebook tracking?
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
BlackBerry chief executive John Chen told employees layoffs at the smartphone maker are finished as the company focuses on the coming launch of new devices and software, as well as strategic acquisitions. The memo reiterated the company is on track to achieve Chen's goal of positive free cash flow by the end of the fiscal year 2015. On WSJD.com this morning, columnist Jeffrey Fowler talks about how to better understand Facebook's privacy policy and take control of targeted ads.
For the first time now, if you go to any ad on Facebook, and this applies to everybody in the United States as of last Friday and the rest of the world in the coming weeks, if you go to any ad on Facebook, you'll see in the upper right corner, there's either a little X or there's a little triangle down. If you click on that, there's something new there. It says, why am I getting this ad? If you click on that, Facebook will now tell you exactly why you're getting an ad, which is a fascinating piece of information. It'll tell you it's either because you have friends who like a certain thing, or they've noticed that you do certain things a lot, or just that some company noticed that you'd been to their website and they're using that to serve you an ad. And then also inside that same dialog box that comes up now, there's another link you can click to see what is essentially Facebook's full dossier of all the information, everything they think they know about you. It's basically everything that they think that you might be interested in. And that's what they allow advertisers to use to target you in ads. You can go into that list now, and you can delete from it, and you can even add to it if you want to. I recommend everybody do this. It's kind of fascinating. So for the first time now, we have a little bit more information and some control about why Facebook thinks certain ads are good for us.
To read Jeffrey's entire column, head to WSJD.com. A report from a private security company shows that a gang of Russian hackers have amassed a stockpile of 1.2 billion usernames and passwords. hold security claims that the hackers have collected data on more than 500 million people from over 420,000 websites, both large and small. These types of breaches are especially dangerous for consumers, many of whom use the same username and password combinations for all of their web surfing. Finally today, GM is test driving Google Glass as part of its research into how wearable information technology could help productivity in its car factories. The automaker has three pairs of the high-tech glasses that it's been testing since last year. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.